Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94. WIP, Jack Fritz and Ike Reese. We're hanging out at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly today. Join the Eagles Autism Foundation and Cam Jurgens at Chickies and Pete's South Philly this Tuesday, May 7th at 5 p.m. for a special charity event.
Real quick.
Yes.
And speaking of Eagles Autism Challenge, I need y'all to go out to my page. You can go to eagles.com or you can go to Eagles Autism Foundation. They also have a website. Tap in your boy's name, man. Donate to my page.
Good.
You know, we got like a little competition thing going amongst us alumni.
Right.
As former players, as far as who can raise the most money, because we can't compete with Howard.
No, and I think he's getting – so he has the –
I heard about the Mike Trout jersey.
That should go for at least 10K.
Listen, I wanted to put a bid in on it, but my bid wouldn't have mattered.
But here's what you can do, Ike. When he's a Philly, that's when you can get the authentic –
Good point. Yes. Because, you know, we'd be the first to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Out here. But, yes, go to the Eagles Autism Challenge page and type in your boy's name, man. I agree. And donate. If you're going to donate, donate through my page. Again, I'm trying to
gain?
Yeah. Because I almost said out hustle, and that's not what you want.
We don't want to hustle for charity.
It's not hustling for charity.
Outrage.
Oh, it's outrage. That's what you go. Good job, Buzz.
I thought you were going to say outrage.
No, it's outrage money than my other teammates.
Who are we going against? Like, it's B West.
Oh, yeah, you got B West. You got Jason Avant. You got Hugh Douglas.
Oh, we gotta beat Hugh, obviously.
You know, you got all these guys, man. Trey Thomas, all these guys.
Okay.
Trent Cole. Then you got the newer guys.
Now the ones that are fresh.
Yeah, I'm from the old school now.
Yeah. You went from biking in it to walking in it. You're now in – when you turned 50, is that when you started walking in the Eagles Autism Challenge? Get him on the senior circuit?
Yes, I'm on the senior circuit.
Well, who's like one of the young – is any of the 17 guys doing
it? The younger guys. Yeah, it's probably a lot of the younger
Kelsey's
guys.
Kelsey's doing
it. Oh, Kelsey's doing it. Yeah.
Who's in it, Buzz?
Jason.
Jason Kelsey.
Oh, well, you know he's going to outraise everybody.
He's going to be hard to outraise, yeah.
Where's Travis?
Well, he's not considered a former – I guess he is a former player.
He is a former player, yeah.
But well, what would you consider
he's
him?
He's fresh, though, from being a former player, man. I mean, old heads like us that's been out a while.
Yeah. Well, Salik will be there, I'm sure.
Salik, yep, yeah, he'll definitely be there.
I'm trying to think of the 17 guys. The 17
yeah,
guys.
The Super Bowl guys got a little bit of an edge on us.
I would say so. I would say so. But I'm looking for –
Hey, we went to the Super Bowl, man.
You did. I thought you didn't want to bring that up anymore. I thought you were ready to move past it. But only when it's convenient. And I'll be there this year again, too.
Yep, Jack will be out there with me. Are you running or walking?
I'm running it, yeah.
You're running, so I'll meet you at the finish line. You'll beat me there. I'll meet you there.
So, and I know you did say that when the Phillies trade for Trout that – we'll get the first interview?
Yeah.
Well, it depends if I beat Gillio. We're racing for Trout.
Oh, you guys are racing. You're not going to beat Gillio in a race, man. Are you serious?
You lost last year racing for Herb.
Yes, exactly. That's how we lost Herb last year.
He's back?
He's half back.
Yeah, but Trout's a much...
I actually heard Herb on the way in here today.
And he gave a dynamite hype. By the way, another pump-up speech for Herb that ended up in a loss. Which is, add that to his resume. So I think we're racing for Trout.
Racing for Trout.
We're really leaning into this.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm with you. I will not be running, though.
Well, listen, so last year, Gillio got me at a bad time because it was right after Walker was born. And I was.
Oh, yeah, excuses.
A lot of dad weight.
Sound like the Sixers.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you calm down with the dad weight back there, all right? We're working to get it off.
Well, what does Walker being born have to do with you not running?
Well, because I didn't have as much time. I wasn't out there jogging. I was,
well, why not? It's not like you gave birth.
Yeah, but I had the support. in the mornings.
It's the same man that won't let Jill drive a car.
That's, well, we can't afford a second car.
Mr. Backup quarterback.
I would let her drive a car, just not my car that I own, that I have insurance on. If she gets her own car, she can do whatever she wants.
She have a cell phone now?
She does. It's a,
she does have
phone.
A cell phone.
It's now. A burner. She can only call, she can only call me. Just kidding. Just kidding. We'll get to the Brian Winters audio in 1 second, but Todd is in West Deptford. What's happening, Todd?
Mike and Jack, how are you doing, guys?
What's up, Todd?
Man, I'm a first-time caller to your show. And, Mike, you have got me really fired up. But I'll tell you what, I've been a Sixer fan my entire life. Obviously, I'm 52 now.
So talk to me.
Through the good times and bad, and the bad times. Elton Brand faking that contract signing at Tobias Harris, $180 million. And he summed up what he did last night was an embarrassment to not only the organization but to the fan base. What a disaster. What a bum. What a loser. We were stuck with this bum for 5 years as he albatrossed us and held us captive with that contract. Elton Brand still should be held responsible for this. I'm so frustrated because you get two shots in 29 minutes, two freaking shots.
If you're not going to shoot, at least like rebound for me or bring some toughness. He couldn't even do that.
I'm not. Look, I will say one thing. Joel Embiid had a lot of ailments, and he did show a lot last night, but I've been waiting a long time, man. We have seen them bounce out of the first, bounce out of the second.
Yep.
I knew it was going to be heartbreaking last night. I knew it, and I didn't expect this team to win a championship this year. I do agree with what Joel said. You can't just keep piecing the team together and expect it to just click. You got to have guys that are going to be here in the long run. I don't want old guys. I don't want Paul George. That's 5 years ago. And I love Jimmy Butler, but I don't want him at this stage at 35 years old.
Wow.
They need to figure it out. They need to figure it out quick because guess what, Daryl Morey? You're on the clock. Your time is running out as the general manager. Get your crap together. And look, Sixers through and through. Love my Eagles. Let's go, Philly.
Let's go, Phil. I think we can all unite against yes. that statement.
How did I come in here today?
City Connect is on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good work by you. It's a City Connect Friday down at the bank tonight.
Ready to move on.
Yeah.
To the Phillies.
It's good. Got some Phil's thoughts. Phil's thoughts coming up next segment. As there's some, there might.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to move on eventually. Not today.
No. Tuesday. I think Tuesday is when the Phils get the brunt of this whole thing. And I think they got us.
I think they got us, too. I agree.
So Todd just brought up, some of the free agents out there and what the Sixers' next move could be. Brian Windhorst on Get Up This Morning broke down what the Sixers' plans are this offseason.
I think the Philly is going to come out with a max offer to Paul George that the Clippers are going to have to decide max or not, and Paul George is going to have to decide, do I want to stay here or not? But you don't just have to use cap space on free agents. You can use it in trade, and this is where I think Daryl Morey is going to go to work. There's going to be a number of names that are going to come up, but I'm going to give you two off the bat here. Both involve players who can get extensions with their teams, but for various reasons will not. The first name to watch is Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. He has got 2 years left on his contract. There is interest in him extending. And you may remember, and I know the Sixers fans do, the Sixers chose this Tobias Harris contract instead of paying Jimmy Butler 5 years ago. Well, that contract is up. If Jimmy Butler wants to extend and the Heat are not willing to do it, you know, facing heavy luxury tax penalties, is there a way to revisit that? Remember, they have assets from the James Harden trade that they can use in addition to cap space. Also another player to watch, Brandon Ingram. He had a very poor playoff session for the Pelicans. He's due a contract extension. The Pelicans have never paid the tax in the history of the franchise.
Jimmy Butler in a trade. Brandon Ingram in a trade. Paul George. And obviously the LeBron thing is out there, but it seems like those three are most realistic. How do you rank them?
How would I rank those three?
Yeah, 1 through 3.
Whew, it's pretty good. I think I would go with Brandon Ingram first.
Because of the age?
Because of the age. That's the number one reason why I would go with Brandon Ingram.
And he helps the post and bead window if you think he has 2 or 3 years.
Thank you. That's for everybody who's wondering, why do you want Brandon Ingram? Because in 2 years, if Embiid, you have to move on from him. At least I have a player who will just be now entering the age of 29, 30 years old in Brandon Ingram. And he's a guy that can get his own shot. He can get his own shot in the post area. He can shoot from the outside. That's why he's my number one choice. Not because he's some champion or anything of that nature, but I think there's a temperament there that he could fit in with Embiid and Maxey and not be a ball hog and have to dominate the basketball.
Does not have the alpha personality.
Yes. Yes. And he can play alongside Embiid, who's going to be your number one guy.
Plus, him and Maxey in a couple years wouldn't be the worst thing.
Yes. So that would be my number one guy. And then of Paul George and Jimmy Butler. This is a tough one because I think Jimmy Butler has all the intangibles you want. Paul George's skill is better than Jimmy Butler's. I mean, are they about the same age? Or
so Paul George just turned 34 yesterday.
Oh, so he just turned 34, okay.
And Jimmy's 35.
Oh, so about the same age.
Yeah.
I think there's a little more athleticism to Paul George. I think there's a little bit more. Paul George has always had a smooth game.
He's smooth.
I've always loved Paul George's game.
But?
Yeah.
Do you trust him in the big games?
I don't trust him in the big games. I do not.
Adding him to Embiid
is not the best idea.
It makes me worried.
And that's where Jimmy Butler gets the slight edge over Paul George. Embiid would be ecstatic to play with Jimmy Butler.
Now, would he be too ecstatic to where it'd be like Maxey would be like, hold on.
Maxey definitely becomes a stepbrother. Yeah.
100%.
No doubt.
He's kind of like me, you know? Like with you and Spike.
No, it's not.
It's all right.
Don't do that.
I've compared myself to Chris Bosh.
Yes, because listen, I'm closer with you because you and I have actually worked together the last 4 years closely.
Yeah.
Spike, I've known longer, but he's just now, for the first time, working with me in this capacity.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You and I have more chemistry working together than Spike and I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I it's not technically the same thing. And we're all, don't do that.
Just
you saw you made me have to explain. I felt like I need to explain that.
No.
So I would give Butler the edge from that standpoint, the intangible standpoint, and I think Embiid would welcome that with no problem.
Yeah,
Butler's already played here, so he knows what
plus,
it's like.
Imagine that return.
Yes, he's gonna get the hero welcome to return.
Besides from Spike, but
yeah, that's one reason why we want him back.
100%. He's my number one target. So LeBron.
So he would probably be second, and then Paul George would be third.
So LeBron would be my number one, obviously, but not to do the whole LeBron thing. We don't have to do that today.
Yeah.
But other three names that are out there, I'm Butler number one. I know the age. I know he just is coming off the MCL injury that they suffered.
That's minor. That's not going to be a big deal.
I agree. I need that kind of guy on this team. Like, part of the thing that hit me last night was I think the biggest thing the Sixers need is someone besides Embiid to go to in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, and it's not even super anti-Embiid. It's just we've seen it come up small so many times. It's hard to get him the basketball. He's a big, and he just, I don't trust him late in games at all.
Plus, you want somebody who knows how to handle those late-game situations. That's why Butler, Butler could be number one on a lot of people's board as far as wanting to get. He's led the team to the finals twice.
And it's not a bad time to get him from the standpoint of, like, if you watch Jimmy Butler in the regular season, he just kind of coasts.
Oh, yeah, he's not. Yeah, forget about what you see in the regular season, yeah.
Which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like, he can coast all he wants because they're going to make the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you're the second or seventh seed. In basketball now more than ever, you could be the seventh seed and go on a run.
Home court advantage isn't that – well, hell, we know. It isn't that big of a deal.
We've lost a lot of big home games. Like
exactly.
First, you know, the Sixers really take a lot of teeth out of how we feel about ourselves.
We lost to Atlanta at home in game seven. We lost to the Celtics in game six. Lost two games in this series at home.
And got taken over and had the whole crowd chanting bleep and bead. I'm ready to call him Jimmy Butler. I'm ready to be all Jimmy Butler back up. Paul George, I think I agree with you, more skilled player, comes up small in the postseason.
Yep.
There's enough pandemic P stuff going on with Paul George.
Sure.
If they can do it, get the attitude of Jimmy Butler here and see if we can't maximize really these next 2 years.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with that. Like I said, I like Ingram because he's younger.
Sure.
And it keeps your window open a little bit longer. With Maxey as a number two, it could be a potential number two to Maxey. But if you're just talking about trying to win in the next 2 years, yeah, Jimmy Butler is probably the guy fits better.
Yeah. Back to the phones in 1 second. But what is your faith level in Daryl Morey? You know, well, a minor setback there. We dropped for a second. We are back.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, yeah, phone problems today. Yeah, we dropped for 15 seconds. We're putting it together. You know, I'm proud of our effort today, much like the Sixers last night. But we were talking about Daryl Morey there before he dropped. You know, he obviously had to deal with some stuff. This is about a clean slate. He's got all the draft picks. He's got the cap space to be able to add a big player. I mean, what is your confidence level in him heading into what is – I mean, this is a crucial, crucial Daryl Morey offseason.
Yeah. I want to say – it's high. I want to say it's like an 8, 7, 8, somewhere around there. But I don't know. Can he close the deal on some of these guys? Can he get these guys to commit to coming here?
And is he going to pick the right star?
And are you picking the right player to come here? Whether you're trying to work a trade or whatever you're trying to do. It's going to have a lot of cap space to work with. Probably he might have more. I haven't checked it, but he may have the most money to work with of anybody. From a contending team, I mean, pretty much this whole roster is gone.
Yep.
I know Maxey is technically going to be free, but he's not going anywhere. And we don't need to panic that they don't sign Maxey early because the benefit to signing Maxey late is you get a chance to sign other players for maximum dollars, and you can overpay. I mean, you can go over the luxury tax with Maxey if you wait to sign him. So Maxey is going to get signed. He's going to get a max deal. But you got to get that third guy to commit to want to be here, man. And can he do that? He had the inside track on James Harden. And the crazy part about that is we didn't even keep James Harden.
Nope.
He changed his mind.
Yep. And he, it seems like he's been laying the groundwork for a Paul George signing for a year now.
I mean, we've been, it's a lot of rumors about Paul George coming here.
And usually when you hear those things, they largely come to fruition. I mean, yeah. LeBron was going to be a Laker for a year. He's going to be a Cav for a year. Like, that stuff came out early. So we'll see what happens with Paul George. Maybe the Jimmy Butler thing throws a wrench in it.
The problem with the Paul George thing is they're going to have to offer him a max deal.
They are. And then Windhorst said they're prepared to do it.
So now we're overpaying another...
At 35. But it's not... I'm almost...
I'll take it if that's our only option.
I agree.
I'll take it.
I agree with you. The only thing that worries me about Morey, and it's been my issue with him over the last couple of years, can he identify winning basketball players? I know Pat Bev is currently going through the ringer right now. Not exactly a great 48, 24 hours.
Imagine if he did that here.
Oh, my God. He'd be getting crucified. But, like, Marcus Morris was the guy in that Knicks series I would have
yes.
liked to have.
Like, yes.
I just worry about his eye. Buddy Hield, I appreciate the points last night. Unplayable. He was unplayable.
Are you okay with giving Buddy Hield a smaller deal, maybe a two-year deal, so we can at least see a full season of him playing with Joel Embiid? I'm willing to give Buddy Hield that excuse.
220?
Yeah. If we give him 2 years, something reasonable. He's going to be an off-the-bench player.
Yeah.
And all he has to do is be a sniper.
Sure.
Because you need shooters in this
you
league.
You do need shooters.
You need shooters.
I'm okay with Buddy Hield coming back. Wouldn't be thrilled. But it's about the rest of the roster, too. So
yeah.
I'm curious to see how they work this whole thing out, because I think they have enough cap space to sign a real guy.
Pretty much do what they want to do.
And then sign other complimentary pieces around him. Plus, they do have the 16th pick, I believe.
Yep.
Like, draft a young player, too.
Bronny James
to try to hostage LeBron. Like, draft a young player as well. And because that's, I think, what Embiid said after the game was about the Nuggets and the Nuggets model.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was about having the same guys coming back and going through it again. They have, like, two players on the roster.
Yeah.
So you're not even going to get that again.
Thank God we can move on from Paul Reed.
I hope so. I hope so. It's so funny, too, because everyone's like, backup center. And while I hear you.
We do need a backup center.
I agree. But I think people act like there's another Embiid out there. They were talking about Andre Drummond.
I love to get Andre Drummond.
Bring him home? Bring him back?
Yeah, listen. I just need somebody that when Embiid goes to the bench, we aren't terrible.
I know. Well, Dwight Howard's begging to play for the Lakers to get him, so maybe Dwight wants to come back. I mean, Dwight and – never mind. The Twitter question this hour is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom, or online, mark-jewelers.com. And I did put it out to the people, like, about Daryl Morey and your confidence level in him. I said, what's your confidence level in Daryl Morey heading into this offseason? High, medium, or low? Low is at 50%, Ike. 50% of people have low confidence in Daryl Morey heading into this offseason. Not great approval ratings. Let's try Josh in Pottstown again. What's happening, Josh?
I give Morey a -5 rating. If you're going to give Paul George a max contract at 34, can we just learn a lesson with Tobias Harris? And let me say something.
Yeah, but at least Paul George can play. I mean,
it doesn't matter. It's going to be an untradeable contract. Let me tell you something. The reason why Embiid has to play the whole game is because they have neglected the center position. Look at all the guys that they got. DeAndre Jordan, Blake Desmond, Marquette Harrell. The Sixers were -38 when he was not playing. I mean, it's a position that needs to be filled. Daryl Morey, he has not drafted well. Other than Max, he hasn't drafted as well. They released Isaiah Joe for nothing.
Isaiah Joe was a bad move by Morey.
Yeah,
sure.
We could use him.
Talk about shooters.
But seriously, I mean, how can any of us have faith in this guy? I mean, if you're talking about Jimmy Butler, yeah, it's nice, but come on now. We have a real short window. Jack, there's only one move the Sixers need to make, and that's go get LeBron James. That's it. A guy that's won, a guy that's going to come in and take reins of the game.
Well, what about Jimmy Butler? Would you rather have Jimmy Butler or LeBron?
LeBron. All day.
Agreed. Go get Bron. Appreciate it, Josh. Go get LeBron. You got another coach?
I'm not even ready to even get into that whole thing.
I know. You need a ramp up here.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I appreciate. I do appreciate it. It's good.
Now, listen, if they draft Bronny, then it's a whole different conversation.
Now it comes down to, would you trade Bronny Jr. or would you rather just sign LeBron? You know, there's a lot. Trade Bronny Jr. for more assets.
Right.
Whatever. But I'm getting LeBron here if I can. If I can. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party or have it catered by Chickies and Pete's. Final location near you online at chickiesandpete's.com. On the other side, Phil's back in action tonight.
Fightins!
We'll obviously get back to your Sixers calls.
Best team in the city!
Could the Phillies be doing the right thing? There is a report out there about one of the biggest question marks about this team. We'll break that down coming up next on the Afternoon Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.